Music has no boundaries, my friend.
Okay, all right.
Isn't his real last name Williams?
I'm looking out for people.
I think his name's Stevie Williams, actually. His real name.
Well, there's always one way to find
out. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm the Phelps. He's the Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship today. Hody's taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. Guardians are playing today. It's game three against those pesky Tigers. They're going to throw 17 guys today. And we're hoping that a guy who has pitched 16 and a third innings has healthy enough fingers to give you four or five good ones today. And that's Alex Cobb.
Not Steve Lind Hardaway Morris.
But is that his name? Stevie Morris?
Steve Lind is his real name.
Steve Lind. It's not Williams, it's Morris?
It's Morris.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Well, good.
Much like Tigers pitcher and Indians pitcher, Jack Morris.
Jack Morris. Let's go bring in the crop.
This according to our good friends at Wikipedia.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
So if it's wrong, you blame them.
Alex Cobb will be starting game three for the Guardians. Alex Cobb, former teammate of Stephen Vogt. Is that a factor here? Is that why Alex Cobb is getting the start? Because he and Stephen have history and Stephen trusts him. Should it be Joey Cantillo? Should it be Gavin Williams? Or should it be a guy who has pitched in three games as a Guardian and has gone 16 and a third innings and hasn't pitched since September 1st?
And if you want to feel better, I was perusing the interwebs and just was reminded by our good friends at the News Herald, Jeff Shadell, it's been over 4,000 days since he's pitched in a playoff game. Just if you're keeping score.
2013. And he's only pitched in two. So if you're looking for the playoff experience, he has more than Cantillo.
No, that's true. Yeah.
He has more than Gavin Williams.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm good with the start.
What do you think? Are you okay? And
yes.
Folks, are you okay with Alex Cobb? 216-474-0092?
I mean, he's looked good in the three games that he's pitched, right? Other than the fact that we've got to find a new manicurist for his nails and for what's going on with blood blisters and stuff and his hand. So I'm just saying, I have no problem. Again, the goal here is to have someone go 4 to 5 innings. Can he go 4 to 5 innings? My answer is yes, and move forward. Let's not forget that the Guardians pitching, with the exception of one inning, has completely dominated Detroit in this series. They've scored in one inning in two full games. So let's keep the domination going. I feel confident in him. I like having somebody who's got some seasoning going into this thing. And hey, let's go for it. I still like the Guardians today. Especially, you look at Detroit and you're like, well, who are you throwing today? And they know, I'm sure they know already. But it's like, you're going to throw a bullpen game and you're going to hide out until the last second before you let us know. What time do they have to let anyone know who's pitching today, who's starting? Like 2 o'clock? I think it's like, it only has to be a few hours before the game.
And I'm sure they'll get that.
And that's what it was. I mean, that's what it was going into. I'm trying to remember somebody had a game the other day, and it was like, are they going to announce a starter? And they're like, no, you don't have to.
I wonder how it affects Stephen Vogt's philosophy of, I'm going to put together a lineup to beat the starter, to go against a bullpen game. If he did that last game, it certainly worked.
It did, yeah.
5 runs without getting an out. That certainly worked. But is that philosophy, or, how does that work there? I think that's interesting.
Plus, if Cobb doesn't work and you can see it in the first inning, just pull the plug. It's not that hard. It becomes a bullpen game for the Guardians. You had a day off yesterday. Everybody's rested. You have a full pen. You're good. Let's go.
You think?
Yeah, I think they need to be the I can't worry about what Detroit's doing or not doing at this point. I know you want to sit here and figure out who you're throwing against. And you can, Univac can spit out a lineup for you in 2 seconds based on whoever they decide to start today, right? It'll go through all the analytics. It'll tell you everything you need to know. It'll spit out your lineup, and you don't probably need it until, 5 minutes before the game.
So, in other words,
or whenever you have to.
In other words, our manager doesn't have to think? Is that what you're saying?
How many managers in Major League Baseball do?
I don't know.
Although I think he managed the game the other day. I mean, where else are you going to get your, unless you've got analytics yelling down the hallway, 4 outs, doesn't matter. Just go put your closer out there. He's the best in the game. To me, that felt like a total gut move, right? We're all on the same page. Did that feel like an analytics move? Would analytics have told him to throw Clase at the end of the game for four outs? I don't know.
In four September starts, the Guardians won three of four Joey Cantillo starts. I'm just completely playing devil's advocate here. I haven't told you yet what I would have done here as far as who's going to be my starting pitcher. Three of four. They won three of his last four starts. So he's been pretty good, right? Kind of like that. Do you not?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. I mean, you know how I felt about Cantillo going to the playoffs. I wanted him ready to go. I would have started him in the series, but that's me.
Gavin Williams.
I'm a gambling guy.
You are. Gavin Williams made five September starts. The Guardians won one of those five starts.
Cantillo's last start was a little shaky, though.
Yes, it was. You're going with Alex Cobb, the guy who has pitched 16 and a third innings. And I would do exactly the same thing.
I would, too. So we're sitting here, and we're like trying to second-guess something that hasn't happened yet.
No, we're just talking about it, Andy.
Dan, would you?
Hell yeah!
Okay, good. We're all on the same page.
Dan's a big Alex Cobb fan.
I'm an Alex Cobb guy, though.
Yeah, I'm good with it, too. As long as his nails are good, he's good.
You put some of that horse hoof stuff on it. That'll take care of it.
How about the potato? It works for bowlers.
I don't know about that. Well, that's a bowler. That's not nail, isn't that?
Yeah, but if it's nail, skin, it's all that same thing. Lots of vitamins. Like, I hear potatoes are also good for migraines, too.
Mike is in North Olmsted.
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Huh. That's awesome.
Gentlemen.
You eat them or you rub it on the outside of your head?
No, you rub them on the outside of your head. You like cut them up, you put them on your forehead, and then maybe take like a bandana, and then it's supposed to be good for migraines.
There you go,
gentlemen.
Mike.
Thank you for calling.
On that note, Mike, talk baseball.
Yes.
Hey, Guardians playoff Wednesday baseball. Does it get any better than that on a Wednesday morning?
I don't know that it does.
Yeah, when?
I'll tell you what. Hey, I have absolutely no doubt that Cobb is going to go in and do the job that he needs to do. Doesn't matter who they put up. The confidence and the coolness that Vogt has instilled in this club right now. Looking over at the other ALDS series, let's win today. Let's get Bibby out there to close it out tomorrow or game four, and let's go up potentially against whoever. It doesn't really matter because we already faced the toughest pitcher we're going to face on our path to the World Series. I'll listen, guys. Have a great playoff game.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Jim Bibby not starting for the Guardians coming up in this series. Thank you. But Tanner Bibee might. I still wonder about this a little bit. You guys tell me. If you had your choice of Alex Cobb or Ben Lively, and the Guardians did, and they chose Alex Cobb and left Ben Lively off the playoff roster, he made five starts in September. They went 3-2 in those five starts. And he went five innings in only two of those starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems to me like Ben maybe pushed the envelope this year. You know, he's not been extended like he's been extended this year. And I wonder if maybe he just has kind of run out of gas. If they advance, I'll bet he's on the roster, and I'll bet we see him make a start.
Yeah, I get it. If you're going to play in a best of five, and you may have a solid, rock solid fourth starter, but you feel like your bullpen has. You're in a better situation with your bullpen.
Your nails bullpen.
Yeah, so why? It's okay. I mean, the problem is you're the fourth starter. That's the issue. It's nothing personal. It's just they don't. If it was a best of seven, you would probably be there. But it's not. It's a best of five. So, like, you know, and I appreciate everything he did. I mean, that was the guy that held this thing together when the ship was taking on water and right. So, and I'm sure the team appreciates it too. But, you know, unfortunately, when you're the fourth starter in a best of five, and you feel like your bullpen can give you more help than a guy who's normally a starter, then you stay with the bullpen.
I would think that that's exactly what you do. How short is the Alex Cobb leash today?
It can be as short as you want because you have such a good bullpen. It's a luxury. If the Guardians want to look at this as a bullpen game, they can turn very, very quickly and do that.
The one thing I do like here, and again, of all the options we laid out, I would start Alex Cobb. I think that's the way to go. You brought him here to pitch in games like this. And that's why he's here. You didn't bring him in you thought this guy can help us get there, which you could make the argument he really hasn't. But once he gets there, and that's because of injury. He's only pitched in three games. But once you get there, that's the guy you want on the mound. I'm all good with that. If there are issues, you can bring in Gavin Williams, and he can give you five innings. You could bring in Joey Cantillo. If he has it going, he could give you five innings. And then you get to the back end of the bullpen. That could work. That could work. Now, will it work? 216-474-0092. Love your thoughts as the Guardians getting ready to play Game 3 against the Tigers in a best of five. Folks, it's going to be fun. This is fantastic. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan flying our ship today. Hody taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Guardians Game 3. Taking on the Tigers. It's a best of five. I hate that. Alex Cobb starting today. I like that. Jack is in Solon. Hello, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jack.
I agreed about starting Cobb, but it really doesn't matter. You can really essentially consider this a bullpen game. I mean, look, Boyd pitched shutout ball, was magnificent. And he only pitched, what, 4 2/3, right?
Yep, that's correct.
He didn't even give up. He wasn't even close to giving it. Well, he was in a couple of jams, but was pitching shutout ball. And that's all we're hoping to get out of Cobb today. Four innings, five innings before he gets a blister. But that's all we're – it's essentially a bullpen game. And one other thing. Please play Kyle Manzardo. What are you doing with having him sit on the bench when he's our hottest hitter? Right-handed, left-handed pitcher, I don't care. You don't leave him on the bench and put Christmas in right field when he can't hit anything. Please play Kyle Manzardo the rest of this series. I beg of you.
Jack, thank you very much. Appreciate it, buddy. What do you think of that?
I wish I knew who was starting today. That would make me feel a little bit better for Detroit, but I agree with him on Manzardo. I was kind of looking for him the other day, and I was like, "Oh, that's right. They're not going to throw. They're not going to hit him here." I think he's right. I mean, Manzardo is on fire going into this thing. I understand why they do what they do, but I mean, for a team that really struggles to hit, and he's hitting lefty, righty, does it really matter?
Okay, let me bounce this one off you.
Okay,
if he starts, David Fry doesn't. David's not going to play a position.
Okay.
If they start a righty, I get it. If they start a lefty, does that matter to you?
Not the way he's hitting lately. I mean, he's been on a roll, but now he hasn't swung a bat in, what, 2 weeks? Right? I mean, he did have one at bat the other day. So I throw him back in the lineup, too. I agree with him on that. I was contemplating that.
Lefty or righty?
It doesn't matter. He's hot. Does it really matter?
Are you hot if you haven't played in 11 days?
I don't know. You were hot going into this thing, so why wouldn't you think that you can continue to play that way?
He hit 270 after he got called back up.
He was hot.
And had some pop.
Yes.
Any other lineup things you would do? I would stick with, if I'm vote, how do I beat the starting pitcher? It worked in game one. And it didn't work against Skubal. Not much has worked against Skubal this year. You had him in trouble a couple of times. Couldn't do it because of the double plays. If I'm Stephen Vogt, I'm sticking with the same philosophy. If they start a left-hander today, I'm going to start David Fry. And I'm probably putting John Kenzie Noel back out in right field. And I know he's had some issues. One swing, that guy can change the game.
I mean, I know they're not going to see Skubal today, but the bottom of the lineup after Naylor was 0 for 11 in game two with 5 strikeouts.
You have only four guys on the team who have two hits so far in the first two games.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get the – I mean, not that Detroit's offense has been any better with the exception of one swing. Well, two swings before that, one swing after. But why do I always second-guess myself? With the exception of one half of an inning. They need to get something going here, and I thought that coming into this thing that Manzardo is definitely somebody you need to look at to make sure you're getting him at bats. Over Fry, I'm okay with it.
But that's been.
And I think Fry's hurt too. I mean, he can't catch. He can't.
He can't play a position.
No,
apparently, I mean, because of his
right.
That's been injury. This team all season, though. Like, you've gone into every single game going, okay, shortstop is going to be a defense first. We hope for the best. You know, it seems when big moments are needed, Brian Rocchio can get a knock for you, but everywhere in between there is kind of, eh.
Isn't that strange, by the way?
Catching is the same exact problem. As much as you like Bo Naylor and he gives you a little bit of pop there, you're still in the same thing, whether you put Bo Naylor out there or you put Austin Hedges out there. That's kind of been how this team has been constructed, is the bottom of the lineup is always going to be the part where you pray and light holy candles and hope that one of them could draw a walk or
that's
run
what
into-
you got. I mean, you were 1-for-14 after Naylor in the lineup.
Your catchers don't have a hit, but it's only two games.
But you've got, especially if you're going to start Cobb, you are going to have a starter who puts the ball in play. Heavy ground ball pitcher. So you want to have a guy like Rocchio playing shortstop who is a borderline gold glove shortstop.
And you're not going to take him out, period. I mean, he's your shortstop. That's where this is right now.
So not to mention, you love how Bo Naylor is called games. You love how Austin Hedges is called
except
games.
Except for maybe one slider.
Framing, oops, all that kind of
did
good stuff.
Did he actually made the call?
Apparently it was Bo Naylor.
Bo said, let's go slider again?
Stephen Vogt said, I'm not going to get involved in that because that's... It's not his area, which I thought was interesting.
But so this is life. You're looking at the top seven guys in that lineup and going, all right, boys, we need you. Let's go. Because the bottom two are cross your fingers and pray.
You can't judge
I think it's the bottom four.
Honestly, from an offensive standpoint, guys, it's two games. You can't judge anything on two games. You just can't do it, especially when you're going up against Skubal.
But that's the way... But that's we always look at the playoffs like that. You have to judge. You have to look
for
and
instance,
say,
is Jose Ramirez 14? Having a bad series?
No,
he's 1-for-6.
I'm not worried about Jose Ramirez.
I'm not either, except he's 1-for-6. So if we're gonna look at it, two games is way too short of a sample size to say anybody's not hitting or blah 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 blah. It just is. But that's what baseball has given us. That's what baseball's given us here.
I like it. I'm okay with it. I like, you know what?
I don't like it
I
at all.
I love the pressure of this five-game series.
It's why you stick with what you know. It's why you stick with what you do.
Exactly.
It's because you look at it and you're like, it's two games. What do you want?
If I'm Stephen Vogt, I'm sticking completely with my philosophy that got me there all year.
I'm not panicking.
We just try to beat the starter.
He didn't. He went to Classe in the eighth. He didn't stay with what he had.
I was talking lineup there.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying general overall. Okay.
Right. Lineup, I'm sticking exactly with what I've done all year. You've been challenged offensively all year, yet... The minute that you've slumped, you've been able to snap out of it and come back. I admire what he's done there by managing it well. But it will be interesting to see what he does at DH, depending on who's the guy. And it'll be interesting to see what he does in right field. Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Thanks for talking baseball. I appreciate it. You know, the other day when they had a runner on third base and there's less than two out.
It meant on first and third, right?
Yeah. Right. And, you know, the game of baseball has many facets, and all of us were taught all the different facets of baseball. You know, Skubal is a great pitcher. I think what we were batting about 100 against him. The fact that we have a guy on at bat who's probably not going to get a hit, chances are, and you have a left-hand pitcher with his back to third base, perfect time for a suicide squeeze. Perfect. And if they would have been able just to get the ball down and have a one-run game, then Class A is perfect for that type of situation. I don't understand why baseball, and listen, I love Vogt, God bless him. I mean, he's done a great job. But I never understand these type of situations in which this is part of the game, should have been used. All you have to do is get the ball down.
David Fry was the batter at the time.
Still. You know,
he handles the bat pretty well.
He does.
Right. He had Rocchio on third, he had Kwan on first, and he let Fry hit away, and it was the 6-4-3.
And you know, and with a guy like him also, the pitching, I mean, listen, I apologize, but, you know, Lou Brock stole seven stolen bases in one World Series one time. And why not? Why not do things to kind of mix things up a little bit? But that's what I would have done that time.
Bill, thank you. The one thing about that game, Andy, and we talked about it going into it, and then yesterday we played, you know, let's second guess Stephen Vogt, and we really couldn't. But Bill's point is one that we debated. You know, you had David Fry at the plate. You didn't bunt. My thought going into the game, and I had said this, you got to play for one run all game long. You got to play for one run every time. You could make the argument that they did because they let David Fry hit, but might have been out of character to just try and play for that one run. However, circumstances with Scooble on the mound might have called for that. It's fun stuff. And now we're about 4 hours away from game time. Game 3 coming up.